Hiram, Raja Tirus, mengirim utusan-utusan menghadap Daud.
Dia juga mengirim kayu-kayu anas, tukang-tukang batu, dan tukang-tukang kayu untuk membangun istana bagi Daud.
Chapter 14. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and timber of cedars with masons and carpenters to build him an house.
Daud menyadari bahwa Tuhan telah mengukuhkannya menjadi raja atas Israel sebab pemerintahannya terangkat tinggi karena umatnya Israel.
And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel.
Daud mengambil beberapa istri lagi di Yerusalem, sehingga dia kembali mendapat anak-anak lelaki dan anak-anak perempuan.
And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begat more sons and daughters.
Inilah nama anak-anak yang lahir baginya di Yerusalem, Samuel, Sobab, Latan, Salomor.
Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem, Shamua and Shobab, Nathan and Solomon.
Gar, Kelisuan, Kepalet,
and Ibhar, and Elishua, and Eliphelet.
Nogah, Deferul, Yasiar,
and Nogah, and Nepheg, and Japhia,
Elisamar, Beliadan, dan Eliphelet,
and Elishama, and Bealida, and Eliphelet.
Ketika orang Filistin mendengar bahwa Daud telah diurapi menjadi raja atas seluruh Israel, semua orang Filistin pergi mencari Daud.
Daud mendengar hal itu sehingga dia maju menghadapi mereka.
When the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it and went out against them.
Orang-orang Filistin datang dan melakukan penyerbuan di lembah Refaim.
And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim.
Daud bertanya kepada Allah, apakah aku harus maju untuk melawan orang-orang Filistin? Akankah engkau menyerahkan mereka ke dalam tanganku?
Tuhan berfirman, majulah, aku akan menyerahkan mereka ke dalam tanganmu.
And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand.
Daud maju ke Baal Perasim, dan mengalahkan orang-orang Filistin di tempat itu.
Daud berkata, dengan perantaraanku, Allah menerobos musuhku seperti air menerobos.
Itulah sebabnya tempat itu diberi nama Baal Perasim.
So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim.
Orang-orang Filistin meninggalkan ila-ila mereka di sana. Lalu Daud memberi perintah agar ila-ila itu dibakar dengan api.
And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire.
Orang-orang Filistin kembali menyerbu lembah itu.
And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley.
Ketika Daud bertanya lagi kepada Allah, Allah berfirman kepadanya, jangan maju mengejar mereka, tetapi bergeraklah melingkari mereka, dan seranglah mereka dari seberang pohon-pohon kertal.
Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees.
Ketika kamu mendengar suara gerak langkah di puncak pohon-pohon kertau itu, majulah berperang sebab Allah akan keluar di depanmu untuk mengalahkan tentara Filistin.
And it shall be when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines.
Daud melakukan apa yang Allah perintahkan, sehingga mereka mengalahkan tentara Filistin, mulai dari Gibeon sampai Geza.
David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gazer.
Kemasyhuran Daud tersebar ke seluruh tanah itu.
Tuhan membuat semua bangsa takut kepadanya.
And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations.